Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avram Goldhar and here Maseches Chulin Daf Tzarihei, the seventh perek Giranasha. The Zichu Maseches Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting Kinyan Torah to Lomdei Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three tops are going to focus on number one. A butcher once told someone that had he been on good terms with him, he would have received meat from the fattened ox he had shechted. His adversary retorted that he had actually eaten from its choicest parts after purchasing meat from a certain idolater. The butcher informed him that he had shechted two animals that day, and the one sold to the idolater was a treifa. Rabbi declared, "Bishvil shota zeh, she'asa shelo kehogan." Because of this shota, who acted improperly in selling treifa meat to an idolater to sell on the market, anu nesar kol makuin, should we prohibit that day's entire meat market? Rabbi followed his own opinion that in a meat market which is supplied by Jewish butchers, any meat found with a Gentile vendor is permitted. In another version, Rebbe declared, because of this shota, who intended to torment his fellow by misleading him to think he had eaten forbidden meat, should we prohibit the entire meat market? This version implies that if he had been believed to have sold treifa meat to one vendor, the entire meat market would be prohibited. Although Rebbe allows following the majority of meat suppliers, Shani Hachadiz Chazik Asura, here is different because forbidden meat has been established in the marketplace, and he may have sold treifa meat to multiple vendors. Point number two, Rav says, Basur kevin shenisal min ha'ayin asur. Once a piece of meat became hidden from sight, it's prohibited, because it may become exchanged with non-kosher meat. This is challenged from several sources which permit meat which was found, and the Gemara answers, nimsa biyad over kochab mishani. Meat found in an idolater's hands is different, because it's assumed to be obtained from the town's kosher suppliers. Unsupervised meat, however, is prohibited because ravens may have switched it with meat from another town. Since Rav requires constant supervision, he could only mean in the moment just after his shechita when he didn't take his eyes off the meat from his shechita. Alternatively, b'tzayara v'chasuma, when it was tied and sealed, or b'simana, with an identifying mark, in the meat, like Rabba Bar Rav Huna, who would cut his meat into triangles. Levi disagrees and permits meat without supervision. And point number three, Rav was once traveling and saw the ferry coming as he approached, and remarked, "A ferry is coming toward me. This is an omen that there'll be a celebration at my lodging tonight." This was permitted because Rav said, any divination which is not completely relied upon, like those of Eliezer, Eved Avram, and Yonasan, the son of Shaul, is not prohibited as divination. Eliezer and Yonasan decided their course of action based on omens. Shmuel would find omens with the text that opened before him in a scroll. Rav Yochan would find omens in Yenuka by asking a child what pasuk he had just learned. He once wanted to travel to Babel to meet Shmuel, but a child quoted the pasuk Ushmuel Meis, and Shmuel died, and he took it as a sign that Shmuel had died. In truth, however, Shmuel was alive, but this occurred so Rabbi Yochanan would not trouble himself. In a brisa, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says that regarding building a house, the birth of a child, and marrying a woman, although there's no divination, yesh simen, there is an omen provided that the omen is established by occurring three times. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, a butcher once told someone that had he been on good terms with him, he would have received meat from the fattened ox he had shechted. His adversary retorted that he had actually eaten from its choicest parts after purchasing meat from a certain idolater. The butcher informed him that he had shechted two animals that day, and the one sold to the idolater was a treifa. Rabbi declared, "Bishvil shota zeh, she'asa shelo kehogan." Because of this shota, who acted improperly in selling treifa meat to an idolater to sell on the market, anu nesar kol makuin, should we prohibit that day's entire meat market? Rabbi followed his own opinion that in a meat market which is supplied by Jewish butchers, any meat found with a Gentile vendor is permitted. In another version, Rebbe declared, because of this shota, who intended to torment his fellow by misleading him to think he had eaten forbidden meat, should we prohibit the entire meat market? This version implies that if he had been believed to have sold treifa meat to one vendor, the entire meat market would be prohibited. Although Rebbe allows following the majority of meat suppliers, Shani Hachadiz Chazik Asura, here is different because forbidden meat has been established in the marketplace, and he may have sold treifa meat to multiple vendors. Point number two, Rav says, Basur kevin shenisal min ha'ayin asur. Once a piece of meat became hidden from sight, it's prohibited, because it may become exchanged with non-kosher meat. This is challenged from several sources which permit meat which was found, and the Gemara answers, nimsa biyad over kochab mishani. Meat found in an idolater's hands is different, because it's assumed to be obtained from the town's kosher suppliers. Unsupervised meat, however, is prohibited because ravens may have switched it with meat from another town. Since Rav requires constant supervision, he could only mean in the moment just after his shechita when he didn't take his eyes off the meat from his shechita. Alternatively, b'tzayara v'chasuma, when it was tied and sealed, or b'simana, with an identifying mark, in the meat, like Rabba Bar Rav Huna, who would cut his meat into triangles. Levi disagrees and permits meat without supervision. and pointing with you, Rav was once traveling and saw the fairy coming as he approached and remarked, a fairy is coming toward me. This is an omen that there'll be a celebration at my lodging tonight. This was permitted because Rav said, Kol nachash eino k'Eliezer eved Avram, ki Yonasan ben Shaul eino nachash. Any divination which is not completely relied upon, like those of Eliezer eved Avram and Yonasan the son of Shaul, is not prohibited as divination. Eliezer and Yonasan decided their course of action based on omens. Shmuel would find omens with the text that opened before him in a scroll. Rabbi Yochanan would find omens in Yenuka by asking a child what pasuk he had just learned. He once wanted to travel to Babel to meet Shmuel, but a child quoted the pasuk Ushmuel Meis, and Shmuel died, and he took it as a sign that Shmuel had died. In truth, however, Shmuel was alive, but this occurred so Rabbi Yochanan would not trouble himself. In a brisa, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says that regarding building a house, the birth of a child, and marrying a woman, although there's no divination, yesh simen, there is an omen provided that the omen is established by occurring three times. All right, so now we go to our simen daf tzadihei, and a standard simen at tzahal, and we use a tank commander for the simen, a tank commander. So here goes. When the tank commander was told by his captive adversary that the meat he bought in the idolater's market was a treifa, his second-in-command commented that he would never have made that error because he only ate meat that is tied and sealed, which he would be serving tonight at the celebration of their assured victory, as he saw an omen that they will win. Once again, slow motion. When the tank commander, that must move on daf, Tzadihei, Tzahal. When the tank commander was told by his captive adversary that the meat he bought in the idolater's market was a treifa, which reminds us a butcher once told someone that had he been on good terms with him, he would have received meat from the fattened ox he had shechted. His adversary retorted that he had actually eaten meat from its choicest parts after purchasing meat from a certain idolater. The butcher informed him that he had shechted two animals that day, and the one sold to the idolater was a treifa. Rebbe declared, because of this shota who acted improperly in selling treifa meat to an idolater to sell in the market, should we prohibit that day's entire meat market? So when the tank commander was told by his captive adversary that the meat he bought in the idolater's market was a treifa, his second-in-command commented that he would never have made that error because he only ate meat that is tied and sealed, which reminds us, Rav says, basur kevin shenisa al mina ayin usur. Once a piece of meat became hidden from sight, it's prohibited because it may become exchanged with non-kosher meat. So when the tank commander was told by his captive adversary that the meat he bought in the idolater's market was a treifa, his second-in-command commented that he would never have made that error because he only ate meat that is tied and sealed, which he would be serving tonight at the celebration of their assured victory, as he saw an omen that they will win, which reminds the Gemara discusses omens which do not constitute divination. So once again, when the tank commander was told by his captive adversary that the meat he bought in the idolater's market was a treifa, his second-in-command commented that he would never have made that error because he only ate meat that is tied and sealed, which he would be serving tonight at the celebration of their assured victory, as he saw an omen that they will win. All right, so now it's time for our four blah bach chazara. Daf tzadi ov. So the simon daf tzadi ov is an exit sign. Yetzia, an exit sign. So here goes. The right foot first exit sign. Exit sign? That must have been daf. Tzadi Aleph. The right foot first exit sign installed at the butcher shop to remind them that only the right thigh has the prohibition of Gira Nasha, which reminds us, on the previous daf, the Gemara quoted Rabbi Yehuda, who holds, unlike our Mishnah, that the Gira Nasha prohibition only applies to one thigh, Vadas Machras es Shel Yamin, and logic indicates it's the right thigh. The Gemara ultimately proves that Rabbi Yehuda is certain it's the right Gira Nasha, and eating it incurs Malkus. Rava says that Hayarech, the thigh, connotes Hamayumanashabayarech, the most distinguished of the thighs, meaning the right thigh. So the right foot first exit sign installed in the butcher shop to remind them that only the right thigh has a prohibition of Gidanashe was on the wall with a graffiti mural depicting the fight between Yaakov Avinu and the Malch, which reminds us that Gemara brings the Agada about Yaakov's fight with the Malch and his stay in Beis El. So the right foot first exit sign installed at the butcher shop to remind them that only the right thigh has a prohibition of Gidanashe was on the wall with a graffiti mural depicting the fight between Yaakov Avinu and the Malach, right near the davening spot where the Malachim wait for Kedusha to be said, so they can say theirs, which reminds us, a brisa states, Chavivin Yisrael, Livnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yosem HaMalachei HaSharis. Yisrael is more precious to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than the Malachei HaSharis, because Yisrael may say Shira at any time, but Malachim only say it once a day. Other versions say it once in a week, a month, a year, 7 years, a Yovo, or once in eternity. Furthermore, Yisrael says Hashem's name after two words, Shema Yisrael, whereas Malachim only say it after three words, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Finally, Malachim cannot say Shira above until Yisrael says it below. Daf Tzadi Beis. So the Siman Daf Tzadi Beis is a tzav, a turtle. So here goes. The giant turtle, that must be on Daf Tzadi Beis, tzav. The giant turtle proudly carrying a lush grapevine on his shell, representing all the different types of people. In Klal Yisrael, which reminds us, the Gemara brings numerous interpretations of the dream of the Sar HaMashke. Klal Yisrael is compared to a geffen. Reish Lakish says, "Umazok geffen nimshal." The Jewish nation is comparable to a grapevine. Its branches are the wealthy householders who support the poor. Its clusters are the Talmidei Chachamim. Its leaves are the Amei Ha'aretz, who produce the scarce food, like leaves protect the grape clusters. Its tendrils are the empty people of Yisrael. So the giant turtle proudly carrying a lush grapevine on its shell, representing all the different types of people, in Klal Yisrael, happily snacked on the fat wrapped around a giant ginanasha that the holy Jews prohibited, midrabanan, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the machlokes about the chel of the ginanasha, but all agree it's permitted midaraisa. Rabbi Meir prohibits it midrabanan. Abraisa states that the gid's fat is permitted. Yisrael kadoshim nalgu ba'isr, but the Jews who are holy adopted the custom of considering it forbidden. So the giant turtle proudly carrying a lush grapevine on its shell representing all the different types of people in Klal Yisrael happily snacked on the fat wrapped around a giant ginanasha that the holy Jews prohibited, midrabanan, while two smaller turtles played tug of war, one pulling the thick gid itself, saying it's not permitted, and the other pulling its branching kanokonos and declaring that they are forbidden. Which reminds the Gemara brings the Malkokas, whether it's the inedible gid hanasha itself that's prohibited or the kanokonos, the offshoots. Daf Tzadi Gimel, so the Siman Daf Tzadi Gimel is a train chugging along. So here goes. Roast Beef Railroad, that must be on Daf Tzadi Gimel, train chugging along. Roast Beef Railroad, which serves sandwiches with chel from the flanks that were covered by meat, which reminds us, we learned that chel of the flanks covered by meat is permitted. So Roast Beef Railroad, which served sandwiches with chela from the flanks that were covered by meat and didn't allow certain butchers on board because they were caught selling a Sa'ora-sized portion of forbidden chela, which reminds us, the Gemara states, Tabach Shenipsa Chela Acharav, concerning a butcher after whom chela was found, meaning he sold meat without fulfilling his responsibility to remove all the chela, Rav Yehuda says he's punished by Kesora if the meat contained a mere barleycorn's volume of chela. Rabbi Yochanan requires a kazayas of a chelev. Rav Papa says they don't argue. Rabbi Yochanan's measure of a kazayas is a halkoso, to give him lashes, a rabbinic punishment for causing others to sin. Whereas Rav Yehuda's smaller measure of a kasora is la'abro, to remove him from being allowed to sell meat. So Roast Beef Railroad would serve sandwiches with chel from the flanks that were covered by meat and didn't allow certain butchers on board because they were caught selling a Sa'ora-sized portion of forbidden chel, was full of new recruits to the business now that butchers were trusted to remove the Gidanasha, which reminds us the Gemara discusses the changing policy regarding trusting butchers to remove the Gidanasha. Initially, they ruled like Rabbi Meir that removing the Gidanasha requires digging after it and removing even embedded offshoots as presented on the previous daf, and butchers could not be trusted to carry out this painstaking task. Later, they retracted and ruled like Rabbi Yehuda, who only required removing the surface section of the Gidanasha, and butchers could be relied upon to do so. Daf Tzadi Dalad, so the servant Daf Tzadi Dalad is Tzad, a hunter. So here goes. The hunter, that must be one Daf Tzadi Dalad, Tzad. The hunter was sending a whole thigh with a ginanasha to an idolater, ferry operator, which reminds us, the mission of the previous Daf states, one may send a thigh to an idolater with the ginanasha inside it, mifnesha makomo nikar, because its place is recognizable and a Jew purchasing this meat will realize the gid was not removed. The mission implies that only a whole thigh may be sent to an idolater, but not a chasuka, not a cut up thigh where one might think the ginanasha was removed. This is explained in two ways. So the hunter was sending a whole thigh with the ginanasha to an idolater, ferry operator, after feeling guilty for Geneva's dust when his attendant compensated him for taking them across the river by giving him a tray for chicken with the impression that it was kosher, which reminds us, Shmuel said, Asaligno of Dasa Brios, it's forbidden to steal people's minds, meaning mislead them. Even an idolater's mind. Shmuel once told his attendant to compensate the Gentile ferry operator and was upset when his attendant either gave him a tray for chicken with the impression that it was kosher or gave him diluted wine with the impression it was pure. So the hunter who was sending a whole thigh with the gid hanasha to an idolater, ferry operator, after feeling guilty for Geneva's das, when his attendant compensated him for taking them across the river by giving him a tray of chicken with the impression that it was kosher, saw that another hunter had no problem selling the idolater a tray for meat, that the idolater assumed was kosher, because the idolater was only misleading himself, which reminds us, Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef relates the text used for announcing when a treifa entered the meat market, not for bistro bnei chela, meat for the general population, meaning idolaters, has fallen into our hands. We can't explicitly say that treifa meat has fallen into our hands because the idolaters will not buy meat which we will not eat. The Gemara asks that the sellers are misleading them to think they're buying kosher meat. It answers, it's they who are misleading themselves since they could ask if the meat is kosher. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf do you discuss if a tabach improperly sold treifa meat? That's on daf Sadihei. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn that chel above the flanks covered by meat is permitted? That's on daf Sadigimel. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we learn the Rav Yehuda holds that only the right git hanasha is prohibited? That's on daf Tzadi Aleph. Good. Number 4. Which daf do you discuss what the din is with basar shenisal min ha'ayin once a piece of meat became hidden from sight? That's on daf Tzadi Hey. Good.
Number 5.
Which daf do we learn about avoiding kisui adam when killing a bird to obtain its blood, such as in the case of Bechia's flax, which was infested with moths? That's on daf
Pehe.
Good.
Number 6.
Which daf brings the Agadah about Yaakov Avinu's fight with the Malach and his stay in Beis El? That's on daf Tzadi Aleph.
Good.
Number 7. Which daf do you discuss sending meat to an idolater without removing the Gid Anasha? That's on daf Tzadi Dalet.
Good.
Number 8. Which daf do you discuss omens which do not constitute divination? That's on daf Tzadi Hey.
Good.
Number 9. Which daf do you discuss the changing policy regarding trusting butchers to remove the Gid Anasha? That's on daf Tzadi Gimel.
Good.
Number 10. Which daf do we learn that there's no Geneva's Das where the subject is fooling himself? That's on daf Tzadi Dalet. Excellent. All right, that concludes this pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.